2023, and there's big news for IST. A closed warning letter, a new product launch, and a 10-year anniversary. OneTray IST has a lot to celebrate this year. OneTray's 2006 cleared 48-hour storage claim was acknowledged by the FDA, and the company is pushing forward, offering the total solution for reprocessing. OneTray maximizes reprocessing time. EasyTrax adds flexibility with instrument organization, and their upcoming product, OneCart, a sealed case cart with a smaller footprint and a perfect option for offsite sterilization, completes the total solution. Experience a year of efficiency with OneTray. For more information on the closure of the warning letter, visit OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. That's OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. Otherwise, you can reach out to the company by calling 937-619-0138 or visit OneTray.com/contact.
Want to recognize sterile processing technicians? Pay them what they're worth. We're just a few months away from the National Sterile Processing Conference held every spring in the United States. Since it's that time of year, you're about to see a number of articles pop up here and there, recognizing the great contributions these healthcare professionals have made to ensuring patient safety and quality surgical outcomes for hundreds of thousands of surgeries every year. In fact, I'm working on an article right now for our local newspaper called Invisible Healthcare Heroes, where I'll discuss the need for greater public attention to be given to these modern-day microbial dragon slayers. Unfortunately, what you are less likely to see during the coming months is just as important as public recognition, if not more so. And that's the Benjamins, Moolah, Cabbage, Smackers, Big Ones, Dead Presidents. You know, money. I know, it's not polite to discuss compensation outside the confidential confines of the closed doors of an HR office or on the pages of an anonymous salary survey, but the low pay of sterile processing technicians is the elephant in the room of the surgical instrument quality epidemic that has swept our country. Something must be said. By all measurable accounts, the starting rate for these professionals is nothing less than paltry compared both to the massive revenue stream they support, inpatient and outpatient surgery, and the tremendous liabilities they protect facilities and their patients against, i.e., surgical site infections. Every year, sterile processing technicians provide the sterile instruments and equipment needed for billions of dollars worth of surgical revenue and defend against untold millions of dollars worth of lost reimbursements due to subpar surgical quality. And how does that translate into their rate of pay? In two words, it doesn't. Effective recruiting of new technicians, while still possible, is short-circuited due to non-competitive compensation packages. Retention of current high-quality technicians is becoming increasingly difficult as outside vendors see the value of trained and certified reprocessing professionals and are willing and able to pay them for it. In this context of nationwide devaluing of a sterile processor's worth, it should not surprise us, therefore, that many attempts at recognizing these professionals at the department, facility, and industry level tend to ring just a little bit hollow. Like it or not, we live in a universe where money is used to signify value. While the best things in life may very well be free, the hard work of a skilled tradesman should not be. There's a reason that many of the best and brightest of our departments are leaving to rep for device companies, work in equipment sales, and take up contracts as traveling and agency technicians for hire. It's because that's where the money is at. That's where the recognition has been translated into remuneration. At the end of the day, anyone who works in this industry will tell you that you shouldn't be in sterile processing if you're not ultimately here for the patient. Patient safety should always be our guiding star and inner drive. However, even if what you do is a labor of love, you should still be able to make a living doing it. So this year, as you rally the departmental troops and break out the recognition paraphernalia for national conferences, make it a point to do what you can to take that recognition all the way to your people's wallets. I'd say it's about time to pay up. What say you?